He has been a professional money manager for the last 18 years. He is a regular contributor to the Fox Business Channel and Bloomberg Radio. In addition to this, he is a regular contributor to TheStreet.com and MarketWatch.com. Now he's live here on the Wall Street Business Network. Here is Bill Gunderson.
To the Wednesday morning, it is the July 22nd live edition of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson, president of Gunderson Capital Management. Well, let's take a look. How's the day starting? A lot better than it looked at about 3 a.m. this morning. I happened to wake up and just look at the futures just for fun, and it wasn't looking very good, but we've improved quite a bit since then. We have the S&P 500 right now down just 2 points. I mean, it was down a lot more in the pre-action this morning. The S&P 500 is at 2,117, not too far from its all-time high. Did you know that this is the third longest bull market in history? How can you hate it? I hear about these people that hate it. This is the most hated bull market of all time. Ooh, harumph, harumph. Well, I've enjoyed every minute of it. The Dow is down 15 points. The Dow is at 17,904. The NASDAQ, which is under pressure this morning because of Microsoft and Apple, we have the NASDAQ down 33 points right now to 5,175. Crude oil continues to be very, very weak. Commodities very weak in general. Crude oil is at $50.16. Hey, how come gasoline prices are roaring higher at the gas pump? Oil prices aren't roaring higher. There seems to be some kind of conspiracy there. Gold is at $1,089. That's the first time it's been below $1,100 for quite some time. I continue to avoid gold like the plague. It's in a bear market. The euro is at 1.0892. The 10-year yield, 2.32%. So welcome to the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour with professional money manager Bill Gunderson. Well, the earnings are rolling in now, aren't they? It's a flood. It's hard to keep up with, really. When the market closes, there's like five of them that they're waiting on. Any minute we're going to get earnings from this company. And then the stocks immediately react to those earnings. Those earnings either disappointed, or they met expectations, or they exceeded expectations. And then the stocks react wildly to those estimates or to those reports. I watched with interest Chipotle. I came home from my run yesterday, and my son was eating Chipotle for lunch. I got to admit, there's a Chipotle in our building, and I've only eaten there like once or twice. I'm not a Chipotle fan. Look, we grew up close to Mexico here in Tijuana, and genuine Mexican food, which I make at home. People ask me, Bill, what's the best Mexican restaurant in San Diego? I say, my kitchen. That's where I had my chili rellenos last night. Homemade chili rellenos. Chipotle is not Mexican food. Come on. You're not going to find anything like that south of the border. But Chipotle was way down in the after hours, incredibly, getting just smashed. And I said to my son, it's probably because they don't have the carnitas anymore. He says, yeah, that's a bummer, but I like the barbacoa still. Okay. Well, now it's way up today, so that after-hours trading can be treacherous. I sent out a tweet last night after the Apple report. I said, you know what? I'm glad I sold my Apple last week. I will tell you in the second quarter why I sold Apple, and I sold Skyworks last week also, which makes a lot of the innards of the Apple smartphone. And I had people ask me on Twitter, what led you to sell those stocks? Well, I'll identify those factors in the second quarter of the show. Meanwhile, let's see. EMC beats by 2 cents. That's good. What else? Apple actually beat earnings. You know, they were looking for $1.81. They came in at $1.86. But there were other factors there. GoPro, one of the most expensive stocks in the market. Let's see, what's GoPro's P.E. ratio these days? 36. It could be worse. GoPro's actually down. They did beat earnings a little bit. Yahoo, one of the worst-run companies in America, they missed earnings. Illumina, a stock that I've owned off and on over time, one of the great stocks in, here in San Diego, not a stock that I own right now, however. Illumina missed earnings, and it's down. Baby, which is Natus Medical, a stock that I own here at Gunderson Capital Management, they beat earnings by a few cents. Microsoft was a miss. Okay, Microsoft is a major player in the indexes, not only the Dow, but the NASDAQ. When's the last time Microsoft was a best stock now, I ask? I don't think it has been one since I invented the Best Stocks Now app back in 2009, 2010. I don't think it's ever been a best stock now. How is Microsoft faring since their earnings? It's down 71 cents, but it's a dud. The growth is not there anymore. And I hate Windows. I absolutely hate Windows. How many times a day does your Internet Explorer crash? It's just a terrible product. It really is. Trying to find my desktop with all those new icons they have, I hate it. What else? Abbott Labs, they beat by a little bit. Coca-Cola beat by 3 cents. Warren Buffett's got to be happy there. He drinks Diet Coke all day, eats See's chocolates, some of his brands, Berkshire Hathaway. Boeing beats by 25 cents. Boeing up just a little bit. St. Jude beats by 3 cents. So what's the overall drift so far? Well, as I said yesterday, I haven't seen anything yet that's going to significantly take earnings expectations for this year lower. And I haven't seen anything yet that's going to take earnings estimates for next year lower. I publish those numbers every single week. That I've been saying all year long that we're looking for a very small increase in earnings this year versus last year as it relates to those 500 companies that make up the S&P 500. And that's why the market is fairly flat so far this year. But I've also said that I see pretty good growth coming back into the market the second half of this year, which is now underway, and in 2016. And I haven't seen anything yet, although I'll be updating my numbers. Maybe I'll get a surprise when I update the numbers. I go through those 500 S&P 500 stocks and I update them one at a time. And then I let you know where my earnings estimates are at for the end, for the rest of this year, but more importantly, for next year. And it should be noted that stocks and indexes trade on expectations. The proof in the pudding is Apple beat earnings. You say, well, then Apple should be up. But they lowered the expectations in the coming quarters, and that's why it's down. Stocks trade on future expectations. And as long as those expectations are good, they're going to continue to behave in a good manner. But when those things are lowered, expectations, that is, the stocks are going to follow. Now, every day I go through my database. I'm at the top of the database. Today I'm going to go through it backwards. We're going to work Z through A. Some days I'm feeling a little dyslexic, so I understand it better going backwards. I do that with books sometimes. I start at the back and go to the front. But anyways, we're going to start with Zoomies today. Actually, ZX. ZX is China Xenex Auto, an 84 cent stock, but it's in my database. And we'll finally finish up later today with Alcoa, sometimes right before the market closes. Alcoa is one of the worst charts in the entire market, by the way. We're going to go through everything in between, about 4,000. And I'm going to stop on the ones, like I get to ZSPH here, and it's the number one ranked stock in my database right now. Well, that's a good looking chart. And it is one I own in my speculative trading account. But we're going to go through and we're going to stop and look at all the charts of the top 300 stocks and the ones that I own. And if I see something I like or I don't like, I'll send out a tweet. Maybe I send out three, four, five a day at Bill Gunderson. But more importantly, I'm going to look at the stocks that I own. And you kind of get to know them after a while. They're like your patients. It's like a doctor visiting his patients, and he can tell when one's not doing too well. And as I look through them, I make any action that I think is necessary. I sold one yesterday because I felt like it was just beginning to roll over. Now, in the second quarter of the show, when we come back from a quick break, I'm going to talk about what I saw in Apple, in Skyworks, in NXPI that I did not like that caused me to sell those stocks last week. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
And welcome back here to the second quarter of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. I'll tell you a little story about horses first, and then I'll tell you a little story about stock charts. Oh, come on, Gunnarsson. What do horses have to do with stock charts? Well, I have a friend who was one of the top trainers in America, even though he ran his horses down in Tijuana at Agua Caliente back in the day. It was only open on Saturdays and Sundays, Agua Caliente was. And my dad used to take me down quite a bit down there. And I had a little spreadsheet back then in my head that predicted final times and whatnot. I've always been a number cruncher. But there was a trainer named Juan Garcia. The guy was just unbelievable. Anything he ran, you pretty much had to take into account. And just with that little track running 2 days a week, he was one of the leading trainers by wins in America, in North America. And I've become friends with Juan Garcia and his son over the years. The guy's a legend. But my point is he's looked at thousands of ankles, knees, every part of a horse's anatomy over the years, and he can tell you almost immediately what's wrong with the horse. And they go back to Keeneland every year, and they bring back, he's got a big client, and they bring back some yearlings, and they've got some really good horses in their barn this year. And they, you know, just by looking at them and their conformation and their bloodlines and everything. But he's looked at thousands of legs times four, of course. And he can reach down and feel a horse's ankle and tell you exactly what's wrong with it. You know, not that he's a vet or anything. Not that he's got a PhD in veterinary medicine. It's just experience of looking at these horses. Well, I look at hundreds and hundreds of stock charts every single day. And let's just go back to the basics. At any given time, a stock is in a sideways trend. That's one. Can't make much money in a sideways trend. Sometimes I own stocks that they've been going up and all of a sudden they enter into a sideways trend. You can't lose any money in a sideways trend either. What you're really waiting for from that sideways trend is for a stock to break out to the upside, which the NASDAQ is doing right now. Or for the stock or the index to break down, I call that a rollover. That's the most ominous chart of all. A stock that's been going up, 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 all of a sudden it tops out, like getting to the top of the mountain, staying there for a while, being on a plateau, going sideways, then all of a sudden starting to roll over. And I take particular note when I see the beginning of a rollover. Because that could signal the beginning of a big downtrend. I remember when Apple was 710 or something before it split, and I saw it start to roll over. I sold it at around 650, and before I knew it, it was down to 350. The trouble first started to show up in the stock chart. Now, I'm not saying that Apple is now in a downtrend. But last week, as I was going through my daily routine and looking at stock charts, there's been several that have been going sideways lately. In fact, as I look at Apple, Apple has been in a sideways trend since it peaked back in early February when it hit $134 per share. And I'm telling you, it's just been going sideways ever since. In fact, today it's at, $124. So it's just done nothing for the last several months. And a couple of weeks ago, or I think it was 2 weeks ago, or maybe it was early last week, I looked at the Apple chart and I said to myself, you know, that has the early look of a rollover, starting to roll over. And I think to myself, is Apple a home run stock anymore? You know, stocks go through different phases of their life cycle. Microsoft is not only not a home run stock anymore, it's barely a stock that can hit singles anymore or doubles anymore. Apple's still a great company and they still make great products, but do they have any more grand slams, home runs left in the tank? Maybe they do. I don't know. It's a $718 billion company now. I never thought the watch was a big thing. Seems like a novelty to me. I have see people with their watch and they show it off to me. And I say to myself, why do I need that? I have an iPad. I don't know why I hardly ever use my iPad. Now that my phone is almost as big as the iPad. Well, I didn't like the, I don't really like the station that Apple is in life right now, which makes me a little wary. I haven't made any money in my Apple holding for the last 6 months or so, although I've made a lot of money in it in the past. And then it started to roll over a week and a half, 2 weeks ago. And I took precautionary action. I sold it. And then I looked at its suppliers, Skyworks. Skyworks has been going sideways since early March. Skyworks was one of the biggest winners I've ever found in the market. You can look at my book, Best Stocks Now, and go back to 2011 when I wrote the book. Skyworks was a $13 stock. Today it's a $100 stock. It's been as high as $112. I've doubled my money in Skyworks a couple of times. And Skyworks started to go sideways. It entered into that sideways trend. I just look at one-year charts. It's like looking at lots of horses' ankles over the years. Well, I've looked at lots of one-year charts over the years. Thousands, tens of thousands. And I just didn't like the look of Skyworks. It had that look of a potential rollover. And I bailed out before it started to roll over any worse. Now, it hasn't rolled over. It's still really in a sideways trend. But it really had the look of a rollover about 2 weeks ago. The best word that I can attach to a rollover is ominous. That's an ominous chart. That could be the beginning of a big downtrend. Look at the last time Apple sold off. It went from 720 all the way down to 350. It lost half of its value. And if you could have gotten out at the beginning of that rollover, you saved yourself a lot of grief on the downside. Now, here's another problem that people have with stocks, in my opinion. They get married to them and they fall in love with them. Oh, but it's Apple. Like it's a sacred cow. We can't sell a sacred cow. We're in love with the stock. I buy every product that they come out with, they say. And it's the king of the world, and it's just going to keep coming out with home runs and grand slams. You know what? I don't think you can get attached. I know you can't. You just cannot get attached to any stock because stocks have life cycles. And when they're in their prime, you want to own them. And when then they're uptrends, you want to own them. And when things start to fall apart, you don't want to own them. And I went on CNBC back then during the last Apple drop, and I said, Apple is dead money until finally, and it will at some point in time, hit bottom, start to go sideways and then break out to the upside, which it eventually did. But I said, until then, it's dead money. And I don't want to be invested. I don't want my money being dead money. And I think Apple, Skyworks, NXPI, the whole bunch of them are dead money once again. This is Bill Gunderson. It's the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. We'll be right back.
There are a lot of investors out there in today's world that enjoy managing their own money. There's nothing wrong with this, but maybe you should manage a small portion of your overall portfolio and let a professional money manager manage your serious money. Just like you don't learn how to be an accomplished golfer by spending a few hours on the golf course or at the driving range on the weekends, it takes years of experience to even begin to understand how the financial markets work. And even then, it still takes hours and hours every day to stay on top of an ever-changing marketplace. There are numerous pitfalls that can stand in the way of the part-time investor. If a constant barrage of contradictory opinions keeps you from being able to make sound decisions, if you have a hard time keeping your emotions in check, or if you're continually selling at the bottom and buying at the top, then maybe it's time to consider a full-time professional money manager. Give the folks at Gunderson Capital Management a call and let Bill Gunderson manage your money. You can reach them at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST or pwstreet.com.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer, mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Apperly. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com. Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Nearly every day you hear a tragic story on the news about a teenager and the internet. Well, Be Safe Online would like to share some positive news with you. News of families who have prevented similar tragedies because they were protected with the ultimate family internet filter.
A dad from Ohio writes, "It stopped the kids from getting on a few sites that they should not go to. And the best thing is the time restraints. Online time now ends promptly at 11 p.m. No ifs or just a seconds anymore."
Writes a mom in Minnesota, "I questioned my oldest son and he admitted that the ads he saw in a honey magazine made him curious. He went online to check it out and he told me Be Safe Online blocked it. Thank you so much."
And who can forget the dad in Georgia who wrote this? "With Be Safe's help, I managed to keep my 14-year-old away from a guy who, shortly after, was in the paper for raping another 14-year-old. God bless Be Safe. Go to BeSafeOnline.com and protect your family today. That's BeSafeOnline.com, the letter B, then SafeOnline.com.
And welcome back here to the second half of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. Well, so far we've talked a little bit about the drift that earnings season is taking right now. You know, really it's company specific. You see a day like Monday where the Dow was down 200 points. It was because of two stocks. It was Verizon and it was IBM. At the same time, the NASDAQ was up that day. Now you take... here today, you've got the NASDAQ down because of two stocks, Microsoft and Apple, and the Dow is doing much better. So a lot of it is just company specific. And when these great big stocks that dominate these indexes weigh in, they carry a lot of weight in those indexes. So you still have to look at the overall picture. You cannot go home at night and say, oh my gosh, the Dow was down 200 points today. Instead, you've got to look at the internals of the market. We actually had a pretty good day the day that the Dow was down 200 points. It's very company specific right now. But I would say that the overall drift, the overall direction of earnings coming in has been quite good. I've seen nothing yet. I'll be starting my newsletter tomorrow and sending it out again this weekend. I see nothing yet to tell me or to give me any clue, indication that earnings estimates are going down and that we're entering into a recession here in America. Well, one stock that I just updated the earnings estimates on is Google. And Google, before earnings season, was expected to make $32.65 per share next year, and I just updated it. Now we're at $33.65 per share. So Google's expectations for next year have now gone up by $1 per share. And I recently bought Google for the same reason that I sold Apple. I don't like breakdowns in stocks. Apple has not begun to break down yet, but it has that look to it. I don't like the look of Apple's chart. And that's what led me to sell it last week. I also was led to buy Google before they reported earnings that afternoon. I liked the way that the chart was breaking out to the upside. Because out of that sideways trend that stocks go into for several months, 6 months at a time, sometimes 1 year at a time, it becomes significant when there's a catalyst to either pop that stock higher out of that sideways trend or pop that stock lower. You think about a sideways trend, you can draw a very clear floor underneath it. Okay, let's take Google for instance. Google had a very clear floor at about $530 per share. That was the floor. It would not go through that floor. It was very firm support. A floor is also known as support. It keeps you from crashing through to the floor below, which is not a good thing when that happens. The ceiling on Google has been about $580, right around in there. And this war has been going on since mid-March. 530 to 580, 530 to 580, a 50-point range. Well, that's on a $600 stock. So that's about, what, a 7 or 8% range that the stock has had. But if you draw those lines on that floor and on that ceiling for the last 6 months, what do you see? Sideways. You see no progress at all. You see a sideways stock. Then guess what happened? Last week, it broke out of that sideways trend, and it popped its head through the ceiling. That's called a breakout, and I liked that. I liked what I saw. I liked the volume coming into the stock, and I purchased the stock. I'll be honest with you. When I purchased the stock, I didn't realize that they were going to report earnings after the close of the market, but I don't think that would have held me back. If I would have known that, I still would have bought the stock. And I, you know, was going about my business after the market had closed and everything. And I saw that Google reported earnings and they had blown out estimates and the stock was up $100 per share. That was a pretty good decision. But it was the same thinking, the same thing that I saw in that stock chart, the opposite of what I saw in Apple stock chart. I saw a stock that was breaking out to the upside. Now, I don't use just technicals, obviously. That's the third shoe to drop. The first shoe to drop is performance. I like stocks that are performing well. And Google has been doing pretty well here recently. Over the last 3 years, Google's averaged 31% per year, while the market's averaged 15.8%. So it's been doubling the returns of the S&P 500. And recently, Google stock has really taken a nice breakout to the upside. Google's now up 16% over the last year, while the market's up 7.4%. Google has a relative strength of 91 on a scale of 1 to 99, with 99 being the strongest. And in my system, the Best Stocks Now app system, Google has a momentum grade of A. And large cap stocks, it's not easy to find good large cap stocks that are in that top 200 or 300 in my Best Stocks Now rating system. And Google entered into that territory at about the same time the stock was starting to break out. So now two of the factors are converging at the same time, the relative strength, the performance, and all of a sudden the stock chart is breaking out of a sideways trend. Lastly is that all-important valuation. I need to update my valuation on Google, which I will do right now, and we'll see where that comes in at. I had about $1,000, $1,100 valuation on Google when I bought it around the 600 level. It still had significant upside potential. Now we're going to raise that target price, put that in right there, and now I have a $1,200 target price on Google. And it's currently trading at 707, so it still has plenty of upside potential. So now I have all three of those factors that I require, and it's not easy to get them all coming together at the same time. Sometimes when people transfer cash to me and they see me buy one or two all week long, they say, well, how come you're not putting my money to work faster? Because I'm very particular. I'm very methodical. All three of those factors have to come together and collide at the same time. Value, relative strength slash performance, and that all-important technical pattern, that one-year chart. I don't buy things in downtrends. I don't buy stocks that look like they're getting ready to roll over. I buy stocks when I think they're getting ready to make new moves, begin new uptrends to the upside. And I try not to buy stocks that have been going up for a long, long time and are vulnerable and are getting expensive. And when all three of those come together, like they did on Google last week, I push the buy button. And I've said many times, I never make any one position more than 2.5% to 3.5% of my overall portfolio, unless it's an ETF or a mutual fund. Those are different animals. They're already broken up into a lot of individual stocks that are only 2.5% to 3%. So anyways, that's what led me to buy Google. And that's what makes Google a Best Stocks Now. And I will be going into my database here and updating that target price on Google. And that's going to make the valuation look pretty good once again. If it was only worth $1,000 and it's at $700, the value's not that great. But since they beat earnings, the valuation, the target price is going to go higher. It's going to go to $1,200. And we'll see where Google comes in. Right now, Google comes in at about number 239 out of 4,126 stocks. Another thing you're seeing right now, another dynamic, is a lot of the big institutions are chasing. They want back into the market. They want to put their poker chips back on the table now that Greece has been resolved and now that some of the other issues are behind us. And they go after the T. Rowe Prices of the world, the Fidelities of the world. They go after the big liquid stocks, the Googles, the Facebooks, etc. And that's why you're seeing a lot of those big liquid stocks breaking out right now. You say, well, how come Apple's not breaking out? Well, it's still, you got to come down to the individual merits of the companies right now. But Google obviously came in and blew out earnings. Apple did okay. But, you know, Apple investors are used to home runs. And this was not a home run. We'll be right back.
Yeah.
Is your IRA being managed by a robot? Does a nameless, faceless computer program make automatic decisions about what to do with your hard-earned money? Perhaps your employer conveniently invested your retirement with a supercomputer mega big box warehouse brokerage firm, and now you're simply thought of as just another number in a vast sea of millions. This is Rob Sanford for Gunderson Capital Management, and I'm here to testify that Bill Gunderson is no robot. I've seen him. Bill is in the office every single day from bell to bell, personally and actively managing the accounts of every single client. He never leaves the helm or turns over the wheelhouse to some junior trainee or office deckhand. He's the skipper. His decisions are thorough, well thought out, researched, and conducted with great care. So give Gunderson Capital Management a call at 855-611-BEST. If you're driving right now and can't write it down, just search Bill Gunderson on the web when you get home. So say goodbye to the robot and shake hands with Bill Gunderson today.
What are the leading asset classes in the market right now? Stocks, bonds, cash, gold?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the leading indexes in the world currently? U.S., Europe, Japan, South America, emerging markets?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best sectors in the market now? Energy, technology, retail, financials, healthcare?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
What are the best stocks in the market now from a valuation, relative performance, and technical perspective? Exxon, Celgene, Apple, Delta, just to name a few.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp database currently has over 4,000 stocks, indexes, exchange-traded funds, and mutual funds to choose from. What are the best ones now?
BestStocksNowApp.com.
The BestStocksNowApp was invented by Bill Gunderson and Douglas Appleley. Bill Gunderson is the president of Gunderson Capital Management. In addition to the PC version, the BestStocksNowApp is also available on Apple and Android platforms.
BestStocksNowApp.com.
Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter gave a buy signal on the market on March 27, 2009. That was just 18 days after the S&P 500 had finally hit bottom at 666. The buy signal has been in place ever since. How valuable was that call in the weekly newsletter to investors? The market has more than doubled since then. While market pundits were clamoring about a collapsing dollar, runaway inflation, and soaring gold prices, Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter told investors that stocks were the best place to be. Bill Gunderson is not a permabull, however. At some point in the future, the newsletter will give a sell signal. Investors, be warned. The last bear market took 53% out of the S&P 500. Why not sign up for a free 4-week trial to Bill Gunderson's Best Stocks Now newsletter? You can do so by visiting his website at pwstreet.com. Again, that's pwstreet.com.
Are you having a hard time being in the right places at the right time in the market and being out of the wrong neighborhoods when troubles arise? Why don't you download Bill Gunderson's app, Best Stocks Now, on your Apple or Android device? Every day, the Best Stocks Now app ranks the 45 asset classes that you have to choose from as an investor. It is absolutely vital to be in the right asset classes and out of the wrong ones. This has the potential to greatly increase your portfolio returns over time. It is also important to be in the right sectors of the market and out of the worst ones. The Best Stocks Now app ranks the various sectors in the markets on a daily basis. The app also ranks about 3,500 investment choices daily. The ranking is based on performance, value, and technical patterns. Download the app today from the Apple App Store or the Android Marketplace. That's the Best Stocks Now app.
Jack was ready to quit and justified in wanting out. Ineffective boss, deadweight co-workers, no recognition, a struggling business. He dashed off a blistering resignation by email, then hit the delete key. Now, more coolly, he picked up the phone to arrange an evening with an old mentor. Later, he talked things over with his best friend, who happened to be his wife. The next day, a renewed employee went to work. This is Howard Butt Jr. of Lady Lodge. The new Jack was just as aware of his job's shortcomings. Only now, he intended to be the difference he had long wanted to see. The best change to a bad job starts inside us, in the high calling of our daily work.
Learn more at thehighcalling.org.
back here to the final segment of the Best Stocks Now Radio Hour. The last subject I want to talk about today is sell stops. Some people say to always put in a sell stop. Other people say never put in a sell stop. You know what? It cuts both ways. I've had times when a 7 or 8% sell stop that I've entered, good till cancel, has prevented a big loss. And I think in a trading account, especially if you're trading, I think limiting losses is absolutely vital, because it's all it does takes is 1, 30, 40, 50% loss to really ruin a trading portfolio for quite some time. It takes a long time to make that up. Well, I never make, you know, if you're trading one stock at a time, you hit a 40 or 50% loss, you ain't coming back from that. That takes several years. Even in my trading account, which I just sent out a push notification, I just bought a biotech stock that looks perfect right now, in my opinion, from a technical point of view, and it's also a highly rated stock, so my premium subscribers just received that via their phone or their email. But last week, 2 weeks ago, I had another one that I found. It looked unbelievable. And what I did is I put in an 8% good till cancel trailing sell stop. The name of the stock was Lipocine, LPCN. And I'll be darned if the next day I didn't get stopped out of the stock. All right, so I said to myself, well, it's probably better that it got stopped out. Well, since then, it's gone straight up. It's gone from 8 to 13. It's a 62% move in a week, LPCN, 2 weeks since I got stopped out of the stock. So it's a two-way street getting stopped out. I really prefer to do visual stops, to check them every day. I type in where the stock is at every day so I know whether I'm up or down or sideways or even. And once they start getting down about 7, 8% from where I purchased it, 6%, I start wondering if I made a mistake. And if it gets that rollover look to it on the chart, then I sell it. I don't put in an automatic sell stop, but other times I put in automatic sell stops. And I did it with Lipocine, and I live to regret it. Now I missed one of the biggest winners of the month here, of July. In fact, that's probably the best breakout I've seen in quite some time. Lipocine, LPCN. How did I find it? I found it using my app. In fact, right now, let's see what it's ranked in the Best Stocks Now app. That app pointed me to it, and the sell stop took me out of it. And so the stock I bought today, I'm not going to put in a sell stop. Doggone it. We're going to do it visually this time. Lipocine is currently ranked number 41 out of 4,126 stocks, and it is blowing up to the upside here today, LPCN. I haven't had a chance to check the news on it. So sell stops are a two-way street. If you're going to buy, stocks that you consider to be kind of trading stocks, and then you go out on the golf course or fishing or something, you probably want an automatic sell stop in. But if you're watching the market like I am from the open till the close, there's still, gaps in there when I don't look at everything. I mean, I might have looked at a stock at 9 a.m. this morning, and by 12 or noon or something like that, it's starting to roll over a little bit. But for the most part, I think visual is better than automatic sell stops. And like I say, they cut both ways. A sell stop can prevent you from a big loss, but it can also prevent you from a big gain. And I'm kicking myself right now. Look at this. My thigh is black and blue from me kicking myself for putting in an automatic good till cancel trailing sell stop of 8% last week on Lipocine when I bought it. It's actually 2 weeks ago. And now I missed a 62% winner. Well, overall, we've done pretty good with the little trading account. We have some fun with that one. It's up about 12% year to date, and I just purchased a new one in that account, and I did not put in a sell stop. So to sell stop or not to sell stop, that is the question. I'll leave it up to you. If you're there all day long, then why put in a sell stop? You're watching it visually. if it gaps down, it's not going to protect you anyways. But if you're a guy that, you know, takes big breaks, days off and stuff like that, then maybe you want that 8% automatic sell stop in there, a trailing sell stop. I like trailing sell stops because as the stock moves up, the trailing sell stop moves behind it and will protect you from any kind of big, you know, rollover in the stock. So it's always a controversial issue, and people ask me all the time when they open accounts, do you use sell stops? In the investing accounts, I do not use them, very seldom. I look at stocks visually. That's what led me to sell Apple. I didn't like the visual look of it last week, and I didn't like the visual look of NXPI, and I didn't like the visual look of Skyworks, and I didn't like the look of a lot of other semiconductor stocks. I do not own any semiconductor stocks at the current time. I just don't like the way they look. I didn't like the way they looked last week and the week before that. So it's up to you, but I would say for the most part, you're better off doing it visually as opposed to putting in that automatic, robotic number, that sell stop. Instead, leave it up to your intuition and your eyeballs and the stock chart and whatnot. And if you've made a mistake, admit it and move on. It's better to get it out of your life quickly before it becomes a real problem in your portfolio. Anyways, I will start work on the newsletter on Thursday. And we'll be giving an update on all the portfolios. They're doing pretty well this year, especially as it relates to the overall market, which has been flat. Market's up about 2 or 3% this year. We've been able to do better than that in most of the portfolios that I manage here at Gunderson Capital Management. I will be giving an update on the earnings picture. That's key. That's vital. That's the one number, in my opinion, that will determine whether or not this bull market, which is now the third longest bull market in the history of the world, in the history of the universe that we're in, can continue. If numbers start to falter, the market's going to start to falter. And I'll tell you where we were at last week with our numbers and where we're at this week and which way, which direction they're going right now. You can get signed up for the newsletter at pwstreet.com. You can also get signed up with us to manage your account. Give us a call at 855-611-BEST. That's 855-611-BEST. Have a great day, everybody.
This show is not a solicitation to buy or sell any securities. Bill Gunderson or clients of Gunderson Capital Management may have long or short positions in stocks mentioned during the show. Gunderson Capital Management is a fee-based registered investment advisor. All accounts are held at Scottrade. Scottrade is a member of SIPC and FINRA.